2 weeks ago, we asked you, our listeners, to tell us about your relationship with technology, specifically your mobile phones. We wanted to know, when did you realize your cell phone was indispensable? Or was there a moment when you wish you didn't have one at all? Well, many of you wrote in to share your stories, and here are just a few of them.
This is Amber Mancini of Old Forge, Pennsylvania. I was in Dhaka, Bangladesh, with my boyfriend and his family. We were sitting at a chaw stall, which is a tea stall, and the power shut off, and it was nighttime. It was dark. But then a couple of the men pulled out their cell phone to make sure they have enough sugar in the cup, and I realized, well, geez, it's not even that a cell phone's necessary to call people, but they use it as a flashlight.
My name is David Hart from Anchorage, Alaska. We were on a bike tour in Canada. We checked in with the group, but when we got to our room, the key didn't work. I went back to the front desk, but the clerk would only speak French, and I only spoke English. I took out my iPhone and used it to translate. Now, I love my wife, but if I had propped her up on the counter, I still wouldn't have a key, and that's when I realized my phone was really my best friend.
My name is Thad Call, and I live in Santaquin, Utah. My haiku that I wrote is called Super Inconvenient and goes like this. Bring back the phone booths. Tough to put on cape and tights in an OtterBox.
I'm Katie Blunt from Fresno, California. I was pregnant in October of 2009 and I was thrilled. The year before, I had two miscarriages. Because I was all blissed out about being pregnant again, and because I had an iPhone, I Facebooked my pregnancy like no pregnancy had been Facebooked before. So yeah, I'm the one with her phone always in her hand. I'm the one who Facebooked in the delivery room. I'm the one who wouldn't have it any other way.
Listeners telling us about their relationships with cell phones, and thanks to everyone who wrote in.
Wish I had a more direct connection.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, providing automatic cloud backup solutions for individuals and small businesses. Learn more at carbonite.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.